Let us invoke Bhagavan's grace and Puja Gurudev's blessings. Eyes closed. Back erect but not stiff. Let us consciously relax the body from head to toe. And toes to the head. Every part of the body completely relaxed. Slow deep breaths, full attention on the breath and the gap between the breaths. You can mentally chant Om as you breathe out. Body relaxed, mind on the breath, and the chanting of Om. For today is from Keno Ganesha. Shlotrasya shlotram manaso mano yad vacho avacham saupranasya pranaha chakshushcha chakshur atimuchya dhira pretyasma loka amrita bhavanti. We have covered this idea a couple of weeks ago, but Rishi has added a couple of new points in this mantra. It is the year of the year, the mind of the mind. The eye of the eye. The speech of the speech. And the prana of the prana. So all my sense organs, the organs of action, the pranas, the five pranas, and the antakarna, the four aspects. All function because of the presence of the self, the consciousness. How am I to know this consciousness? The Rishi says, chakshushcha chakshu timuchya dhira. Only by detaching muchya, by detaching dhira, the wise person, can know the self. Right now, our attention is on the sense objects or the organs of action. Or the mind and its thoughts and emotions. Or the physiological functions in the body. Detach from all None of that is important or significant on the spiritual path. My attention should be exclusively on the self, the consciousness. Then the Rishi goes on to say, Pretyasma Lokat Amrita Bhakti. At the time of death, the person attains immortality. It's not the death of the body, but the death of the ego, the I and I. When I'm no longer attached to what I experience, and no longer attached to this ego, the I, and turn my attention exclusively inward, within to the self, then the self reveals itself. Even though it is present all the time, it is veiled by my thoughts, desires. So for the next few minutes, let us detach from all my experiences, my emotions, my thoughts, even the idea that I am meditating should be given up, and exclusively focus on the light of consciousness within us. We'll maintain silence for a few minutes so we can do that. For the next 2 week, detach from all that is experienced, including thoughts and emotions. Detach even from the experiencer I, and pay attention to the immortal self. Amrita Bhavati, that is how I experience that I am immortal. I am imperishable. I was never born. I will never die.